Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest, you know, she felt that fear that comes with dating after divorce, but put herself back on the market anyway, and then at the end of her first year of dating, wrote the memoir, The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom. Not only has it been compared to the infamous 50 Shades of Grey, it's soon to air as a Lifetime movie. So joining us now is divorced mother of three, turned divorce coach and therapist, Delaine Moore. So welcome, Delaine.
Well, thank you for having me, Stacey.
Well, it's our pleasure, and how cool is it to have your book compared to 50 Shades of Grey, number one?
Well, that was actually unintentional, but yeah, that's great, because I wrote mine before that whole thing hit the market with 50 Shades of Grey, but no, it's fantastic.
Oh, wonderful. Now, let's talk a little bit about that feeling. You know, of course, divorce rates are sky high. They just seem to get higher and higher. What is it? Half of all marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. So this feeling of fear and apprehension and not knowing impact a lot of people, I think women especially. So tell us a little bit about how you overcame that and what some of those fears are that people experience and how they can overcome them too.
Well, I think that the fears that we have, I mean, first of all, it's important to say that it's something that we all have. We question, you know, am I good enough? Am I going to find love again? What about the fact that I have children? What if I'm too fat? I'm too old? Who's going to want my kids? So there's all these fears that we're kind of bringing with us into the dating trenches. And, you know, everyone needs to know that it's just, it's totally normal. How I did it was I just threw myself back into it. I don't know if I was just a little bit more desperate combined with maybe a little bit of insanity at the time. I'm not sure, but I just said, you know what? Time is ticking. I need to get out there. So when I went out into the dating trenches, there was this feeling of I need to get on this fast. But what I found was that at first, though my mission was to seek and replace and find a man ASAP, that as time wore on, I realized there wasn't a big rush, and that number one, I wasn't ready to be involved again. And number two, that this was an opportunity for me to learn more about myself as I dated. I was surprised just by how many interesting people I was meeting, as well as the things that I was learning about myself.
And, you know, you bring up a good point here. You learned about yourself. Do you think that that's what's different when you're dating after being married and divorced than someone who is just single out there dating? Do you think that's a different experience?
Well, I think that maybe your agenda on some level may be different after divorce. I mean, prior to being married, you know, you might want to, you're still sort of chasing that dream, right? This institution of marriage, and maybe you want to have children. But after divorce, if you've already been there, done that, it's kind of like, well, what do I really want? And for some people, it's like you're done having children. And it's kind of like, well, who am I going to grow into at this stage of my life? And it's a very unsettling question to ask yourself. You're just kind of forced into it. Within marriage, you had that kind of safety of, you're like, this is where I'm supposed to be. So when that comes undone, it's like, okay, whoa, what is a grown woman or man supposed to do at this phase of my life? So, you know, I really encourage people to embrace it, not just as this fearful experience, but as an exciting one, because it really is a melange of both of those things at the same time. And just to take a deep breath all throughout the journey, because it is a journey, not a destination. And there's so many different shifts that are going to unfold at different times, and they're probably going to surprise you.
But what are some of those surprises that have presented themselves? I'm sure you probably had some expectations when you went out there a little bit into the dating scene again, like dating 2.0. So what are some of those surprises that you faced when dating post-divorce And then have you experienced that with your clients as well? So it's kind of common things that people experience that they may not have expected to.
Right, right. Well, I mean, there's so many different surprises and adjustments that happen. I think that one of the biggest ones that slapped me right in the face from the outset was being introduced to the online dating world. I mean, it was a social avenue that hadn't even existed the last time I was single.
Mm-hmm.
But just the whole idea of window shopping for somebody was really bizarre. But more importantly, what it did was that it made me realize, like, there was this whole group, a large group of people out there in the single world that were living a very different life to what I had been living. Because in my existence as a wife and a mom in the suburbs, I had lived a very cocooned life. And so to tap back into that energy where people are out there dating, it was like, wow, this is really cool. And more than that, it gave me hope because there were people of so many different walks of life and also some were expressing interest in me. And I was really surprised at that. I didn't think that I thought I was old, first of all, at the time I was 37. And also because I had three kids, it's like, who's going to want to be involved with me? And yet I was receiving so much interest. So it helped to sort of calm down the sense of panic that I had around needing to seek and replace. So that was definitely one of the big adjustments that slapped me right in the face. As well, what I find that a lot of my clients discover is that as they date, they're learning about themselves. And I really encourage people when they are sitting across from somebody that they're out on a date with, instead of focusing on, does he like me or does she like me, to make it more about being curious about yourself. So what aspects of yourself are brought out in your conversation? Are you laughing a lot? Do you feel defensive? Like, to put the mirror back on yourself instead of focusing on the other person. And then to ask yourself, do I like myself in this situation? Do I feel good about myself in this situation? Because I remember when I first started going out on dates, and sometimes men would say to me things like, you know, oh, you're so funny, or oh, you're such a complete package. I didn't believe them. I was like, what? Really? You're talking about me? And so, again, my vision of myself, my sense of self began expanding. And I realized I didn't just need to rush into a relationship to feel the security. It was about, so who else might Delaine be that I haven't even uncovered yet? And that's a really exciting question to suddenly be asking yourself.
That is exciting. It's really exciting. Now, I think something else that is probably super, super exciting for you is the Lifetime movie stuff. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what we can expect, when that's coming out, if you have any details that you can tell our listeners?
Well, the movie, the air date has not yet been set. It was purchased by Lifetime, and it is starring Ashley Jones, who some people may know from True Blood, and she is fantastic in this film. I got to meet her on set and meet all the cast and crew, which was, for me, just an absolutely incredible experience because, remember, this is my first book, and so now that it's actually being turned into a movie, it's kind of like, are you kidding? This is, like, surreal for me. And so the actual script itself that they used, it had to be drafted a couple of extra times just because it was a little too hot for the Lifetime mm-hmm. standards and practices. But they've come up with something that they're really happy with, and I think that it still pushes the envelope, though, in terms of the sexual the sexuality aspect to it, but also just the honesty and what's happening in so many women's lives. You know, we need to get real and honest about what's happening in our relationships just the truth about what's going on. Because I consider myself very much just a regular, everyday woman who had the same dreams and hopes as so many other women do. And when life hits you between the eyes and things start to unravel, how do you cope? Where do you go from there? And now in my work as a divorce coach, I see it as being so worthwhile because so many endings are taking place and we need to figure out how to deal with them and to do it with grace and integrity so that our children are preserved.
Well, Delaine, we will be on the lookout for that movie on Lifetime, and I want to remind our listeners that The Secret Life, or Secret Sex Life, of a Single Mom. The Secret Sex, we've got to get that word in there. The Secret Sex Life of a Single Mom is available in most bookstores as well as online and the ebook version. And for more information about Delaine Moore and the services she provides as a coach and therapist, you can check out her website, IamDivorcedNotDead.com. So thank you, Delaine, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jenningswire Online Magazine. Jenningswire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit Jenningswire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.